Hanhor, Yevor Po, Yevor Puinser Po, Amen. Today we celebrate the Feast of the Assumption of Mary, the Mother of God. It is one of the five tabernacle, or five important, most important feasts of the Armenian Church. It is a day that we remember that Mary fell asleep, or sometimes we will say she died, but she fell asleep, and her Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, came and took her up to heaven. This is not a unique feast in the churches. It is not unique to the Armenian church by any means. In fact, all of the Eastern and even the Western churches who are apostolic and Orthodox all celebrate this feast, usually on August 15th. But we decided many years ago that this feast would be on the 15th of August, the Sunday closest to the 15th of August. But what is unique in the Armenian church, and is not found to my knowledge in any other church, is the blessing of grapes on this feast. We bless grapes, and the question always then arises, why grapes? Why do we bless grapes on this day? And there are many reasons. The usual simple answers that we give, and the ones that I have given for many years, we sometimes say grapes are known to be the queen of fruits. They are the fruits that you always see in the pictures and the frescoes of kings and royalty. They are eating grapes. Other times we will say that these grapes eventually will turn into wine, and that wine will be used during Holy Communion. And then other times we will say, well, grapes are mentioned throughout the Old and the New Testament. That's why we bless grapes. But the real reason why grapes are blessed is found in the Father, in the Divine Liturgy. Traditionally, the Divine Liturgy, as I hope we all know, is divided into two parts. The first part, the fancy name for it, is called the Synaxis. Or the Synaxis is sometimes referred to as the Liturgy of the Word. And it is in this part of the liturgy, it is in this part of the Bhagavata, that we hear the scripture readings, the gospel is read, and the sermon is delivered. Everything that is associated with the Word, the Bible, is done in the first part of the Bhagavata. The second part is called the Eucharist, the holy part, that the part that has Holy Communion in it. And this part starts from right after the Kiss of Peace, and goes all the way up until most of our favorite part, when the choir sings Yevan Hokuitum, the solos that go back and forth. But in this part, the second part of the Eucharist, there's a long prayer. It takes about 10 pages. It starts on page 29 and goes all the way to page 39. And in this prayer, this is called the Eucharistic Prayer. And in this prayer that many things are mentioned. Many things. One part which is called amnesis, which is usually referred to as the remembering of all the great things that God has done for his people. We remember his, and we praise him, we give thanks to him, and we also ask many things from him. And one of those things we ask is on page 35. On page 35, when the choir is singing, Hoki Asuzo, the priest reads the part of this prayer that has three primary requests. The first request is for world peace. And that's usually everyone's first request. Any Miss America pageant person, candidate, you ask them, what do you want for the world? They say, I want world peace. That's normal. Everyone wants world peace. The third request, we're going to skip one. The third request is that we pray for the sick and we pray for all those that have passed away, that God grant them peace again, rest again. But the second request is a unique request. That is, we pray for seasonable weather and fertile fields. We pray that the weather be nice and that the fields give an abundance of food. And so the answer to the question, why do we bless grapes on this feast, is found in this request. We bless grapes to remind ourselves that everything in this world that we have comes from God. Everything that is given to us, that we sometimes think belongs to us, is a gift from God. And that our very survival Our very lives depend on him alone. It may seem strange that the second request, only to peace, is that we have nice weather and fruitful fields. And the question then always arises, why? Why would this be? Why is that so much more important than healing of people? Why is that more important than giving rest to the dead and the deceased? And it comes to us in the following way. It shows and it testifies that everything we receive from God, everything we receive is from God. And this is significant because it shows also how removed each of us are from the land and from the weather, from nature in general. Many of us don't see or participate in the process of these fruits or the food that we have in our refrigerators. Many of us only participate in the process of going to the store. And if I were to ask for many people where you got this food from, many people would say, myself included, Sprouts or Walgreens, Walmart or Whole Foods or Kroger's or Aldi's or any of these stores. And the reason is because we forget the process of how food is made. That it is a gift and it is a blessing from God. We forget that that miracle, that every morsel of food comes to us as a miracle. We give thanks to God that in the advances of agriculture and transportation, we can have bananas in the middle of winter. And we have kiwi from Australia in the middle of the spring. And we have grapes all year round. The only good thing about grapes now is maybe people will say we do the call of net, the blessing grapes, because they're on sale. 89 cents at Aldi's or whatever. But grapes also prove to us and show us that all throughout human history and in the Armenians' time on this earth, that we have been so connected with the earth and with nature that we knew what to do depending on what food, what gifts were given to us. Those that have been to Armenia in the summer will remember many people say, just about this time of the year, right after the blessing of the grapes, the weather changes and it gets cooler and it gets nicer. It's no longer hot. And this, and then we also know, and then those that have done farming know, we will plant certain things at certain seasons or after certain things are grown and sprout. But the grapes also remind us that everything is connected to a vine. Everything is connected to God ultimately. In the gospel reading today, for the blessing of the grapes, the gospel reading says very emphatically, Christ says, apart from me, you can do nothing. Apart from me, you can do nothing. And it is a reminder to each of us that we may think we are able to achieve things, but we can achieve nothing without God. Not even the very food that is in our refrigerators or on our table or in our bellies can come to us without God. We remember this when we say the prayer before eating, Josh HaKetzuk, right? We say, let us in peace eat this meal which is provided to us by the Lord. Blessed is the Lord in all of his gifts. That is a reminder that this did not come from the store, did not come from mom, did not come from dad, did not come from a farmer even. It came from God ultimately. And woe to that person who forgets this. Because God has to remind them that these gifts come from him. It's not going to be like a mother or father who kindly comes up and pats them on the back and says, Hokies, you forgot that I got this for you. It will be like God, who many times had to remind the Jews in the Old Testament of the blessings he had given them. And he did not do it kindly. He had to remind them through pain and suffering, all of this is because of me. Don't forget it. That's why there is a prayer after eating. Exactly. We eat before we give thanks. We thank Him before we eat, and we thank Him after we eat for every morsel we have been given. So I pray today, as we celebrate a little later with the blessing of the grapes, and as we pray and we celebrate later and remember Mary being taken up to heaven, we also remember that everything we have, the food and the drink we have, and even the cars, the clothing, the homes, the phones, the very bodies we have, are all gifts from God. And that without Him, nothing would be possible in this world. For without Him, we can do nothing. Amen.